The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen of the Kollel Evna Ezer Lamaisa of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Saita, Taf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, brings down the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Im Iten Ish Es Kolon Beiso Be'ava Boiz Yavuzu Loi. If a person is going to offer all of his wealth, Be'ava Boiz Yavuzu Loi, he'll be scorned. The Gemara asks, "My Boiz Yavuzu Loi." What is that referring to? Amar Ula, Loi Keshimon Achi Azaria. This is not referring to Shimon Azaria's brother. Veloi Rabbi Yochanan the Ben Nesia. This is also not referring to Rabbi Yochanan the Ben Nesia. Like a Hillel v'Shavna, this is referring to Hillel and Shavna. V'chi asar avdimi omar Hillel v'Shavna achiyavu. Hillel v'Shavna were brothers. Hillel asak b'Toira. Hillel went and learned Toira v'Shavna ovad iska. Shavna went into business. Lesoif amar lei. Shavna came back to his brother Hillel and he told him, Ta narei v'nifloig, let's put everything together. Your schusim and all my money, v'niflaig, and let's split it equally. Yatzasa baskoil ve'amra, a voice came out of Shamayim and said, Im iten ish es kolom beiso be'ahava boz yavuzu loy. Even if he's going to offer all of his wealth, boz yavuzu loy, he is not going to be able to buy the schus of limud ha'Torah of his brother Hillel. The Maharam El Shaker in Siman Kuf Aleph brings a shaila. People that sell their schusim to each other, is a person able to sell his schusim? Is a person able to buy them? He brings the tshuva from a vaygoyin that says like this. A vaygoyin says tshuva. Kach ra'inu dvarim elu divre hevel she'en lismuch aleyen. All this is hevel and you cannot be soymuch on it. There's no validity to this tale. En adam zoyche b'schus du lasoy. A person cannot be zoyche in someone else's schus. Hayach shev kimatan schar shel mitzvah es dabar shisa'eu adam b'cheikoy ve'yelech kede she'iten ze matan schar ulaze. Do you think mitzvahs and schusim is something that you could sell? There's no such thing. And Rabbi Goyen ends off. Umishemesi atzmo liknas schar chaveiro v'damim v'matana. Whoever tries to buy his friend's schar and his chusim v'damim with money v'matana lavuz hu v'lag. V'chol hon yekar v'chamudas en adam koine boi schar chaveiro. The whole entire wealth of a person is not going to help him to buy his friend's schar. The Henkosov and he brings the R pasuk im iten ishkol es kolom beiso ve'ava boiz yavuzuloi. Ver muchachomim mai boiz yavuzuloi. Amar ula aloi kishimon achi azaria. He brings down our Gemara and he learns from our Gemara. Rabbi Goyen learns from our Gemara and the Maharam El Shaker brings him down that a person is not able to sell or to buy the schusim of mitzvah that he did not perform himself. The Netziv, in his Shailos Uchuvos, Meshiv Davar, Siman Yudalit, also has a similar Shaila that he brings down. There was a person that was known to be an Adam Gadol, and he sold half of his chusim to someone else for a lot of money. For 22,000 rubles. The buyer went to a Chacham Gadol, the Netziv brings down, and he told him about his deal. This Chacham asked a Shailas Chaloim, and he was answered from Shamayim that this seller, who's known to be an Adam Gadol, he is not really considered in Shamayim more than a regular simple Jew. When the buyer heard this, he was very upset, and he wanted to nullify this sale. So the Shaila came down to the Netziv, if he's able to nullify the sale, and if there's any validity to such a sale to begin with. The Netziv goes into the sugya of selling his schusim of mitzvah, his schusim of Torah. And the Netziv says like this. He says, even if you're going to say that a person is able to sell the schus of his mitzvahs, but the schus of Limud HaToyah is impossible to sell. And he explains that there's a difference between the schar of mitzvahs and the schar of Limud HaToyah. The Netziv explains that the schar of Limud HaToyah is that the person is zoiche ve'yoyshev ve'yeshiva shel maila. The tainug ruchni, that a person is able to sit in yeshiva shel maila, that is the schar that's given for limud haTorah. So then it explains that a person who's not roi lekach, it's not an honor for him to sit in yeshiva shel maila, but on the other hand, it's a bizayon. Imagine a person is given the honor to sit next to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Vilna Goyen, the Noyde Yehuda, the Ksois HaChoshen, and everyone is talking and learning, and he's quiet, he doesn't know how to learn. That's not going to be an honor for him. That's going to be bizyoinus. That's the reason why, even if Schar Mitzvah is something that will be able to be given over, but Schar Limud HaTorah, it's impossible to give to someone else. So the Netziv concludes in his tshuva that Schar Mitzvah is also not possible to sell, because it's Davar Shelo Ba'al Olam, for different reasons, and certainly Schar Limud HaTorah cannot be sold, like he explained before. So it comes out from our sugya that we learned from Shavna and Hillel that a person is not able to sell, to give over the schar of his mitzvahs in Olam Haba, and that's how the Maram El Shaker paskins, and that is how the Netziv paskins also. Now, what we have left to explain is the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Amar Ula, Loike Shimon Achi Azaria veloike Rabbi Yochanan de Beinesia. The Gemara said that this pasuk in Shir HaShirim that says that if a person will offer all of his wealth to buy the schus of Torah, Boizia Buzuloi, he will be scorned, is not referring to Shimon Achi Azaria and Rabbi Yochanan de Beinesia. So Rashi explains, who was Shimon and who was Azariah? Shimon and Azariah were brothers, and Shimon went to learn, and Azariah was oisek bepragmatia, kedei sheyachaloik b'schus limuda shel Shimon. Azariah went into business in order to divide the schus limuda Torah of his brother Shimon. So the Gemara says that Azariah's agreement with his brother Shimon was valid, and in fact Azariah was zoiche in dividing the schus limud haTorah of his brother Shimon. But Shavna and Hillel, Shavna was not able to be zoiche in his brother's schusim. So the question is, what's the difference between Azariah and Shavna? Why is it that Azariah was able to have a chelek, to purchase a chelek in his brother's limud haTorah, and Shavna, on the other hand, was not able to, and the Gemara sets the pasuk on him, Boizia Buzuloi. The answer to this question we find in the Beis Yosef. The Tur in Yeredeya, Siman Resh Mem Vav, Sif Aleph, says like this, Kol Echad Miyisrael Chayav B'Talmud Torah. Every Yid is mechuyav in Talmud Torah. Ben Ani, Ben Ashir, Ben Shalem Begufoy, Ben Bali Surim, whether he's an Ani, he's an Ashir, he's healthy, he's a Bali Surim, Ben Bachar, Ben Muzak and Godol. Afilu Ani Amechazir Lapsachim, Afilu Bal Isho Bonim, even if a person has a wife and children, and he's very busy, Chayav Likvoya Lo Izman Talmud Torah. Every person is mechuyav to be koveya for himself a time to learn Torah. By yoyim ubalayim. Then the Tur finishes off like this: Mishei efshar loy lilmoid, mipenei she'enu yoydea klal lilmoid. If a person is not able to learn, because he doesn't know how to learn, or mipenei tirdas hazman, or because he's extremely busy and he has no time, yaspik leachirim. He should support other people that are learning, and this is going to be considered for him as if he is learning himself. which means that if a person is not able to learn, he could support Talmidei Chachamim, and that's considered as if he's learning. Now the Beis Yosef brings from Rabbeinu Yerucham, and it says like this, Ha'oisek batoira kuidim sheyasoik yachol leasnois sheyasok chaveiro bischoira ve'itol heleg milimudoi kemoi sachar zvulun. Rabbeinu Yerucham says that before a person learns Torah, he could make an agreement with his chaver that he is going to be oisek in schoira, he's going to go to business, and he's going to get a chelek in his friend's limud. Kemo yisachar zvulun. The same way that yisachar and zvulun made the shutfus between themselves, that yisachar is going to learn and zvulun is going to support him, that's what a person could do. But that's only before he starts learning. Aval achar she'asa kvar ve'noisen lo chelek bishvil mamon eino klum. If a person already learned the Torah, and someone wants to buy his Torah for money, eino klum, that's nothing, that doesn't work. Kedichsiv, like the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, im iten ishes kolam beiso be'ava bois yavuzuloi, veze inyan hila v'shavna. And this is what happened with the Shavna, which means the difference between Shavna and Azaria is that Shavna came to buy a chelek in Hillel's Limud HaTorah that he had already learned. And that, it's impossible. But Azaria made his shutfus, he made his agreement with his brother before he learned Torah. And he supported him. And that's why he was able to get a chelek in his Limud like Yisachar and Zvulun. The question is, what's the difference between before and after? And the answer is very simple. If someone wants to buy someone else's Limud HaTorah, the Torah he has already learned before, he's simply buying Schusim, buying Schar. And we said before, from the Maram El-Shaker, Rabbi Goyen, the Netziv, that Schar, Schusim, Mitzvois, is not something that you could buy or something that you could sell. And that's what happened with Shavna. Shavna came to Hillel, and he tried buying his chusim, his limud haTorah. The pasuk says, "Bois yavuzuloi," you can't do that. But the shutfus between Yisachar and Zvulun is a whole different thing. Zvulun is not just buying Yisachar's limud haTorah. Zvulun is enabling Yisachar to learn Torah, which means like this: if Yisachar has to be busy with his parnasa, he doesn't have the time, he doesn't have the menuchas hanefesh to learn Torah, to devote himself completely to Torah. So by Zvulun taking upon himself the oil of Yisachar's parnasa, he's giving Yisachar the time, the menuchas hanefesh, to be completely panui and devoted to Limud HaTorah. That means that the Limud HaTorah of Yisachar is a direct cause of Zvulun. So this limud was only able to happen because of Zvulun. That's why Zvulun has an equal. So the Netziv says that Shimon and Yochanan, they had such avas haTorah. It was so important for them to be able to learn Torah with complete menuchas hanefesh that they were willing to give up half the schar limud in Olam Haba, just to be zoiche leis'aneg al Hashem b'milchamta shel Torah, just to be zoiche to this tainug of learning Torah b'menuchas hanefesh. And the Netziv says that Shimon and Yochanan knew that if they have to be busy with Dagas HaParnasa, that was going to disturb the learning, and they were not going to be able to learn Torah with a complete menuchas hanefesh. And that's why they were willing to make this shutfus with his brother Benesia, to give away half of the Schar Limud just to be zoiche to this tremendous chus of being able to learn Torah the whole entire day with complete Menuchas HaNefesh. Yisachar's Menuchas HaNefesh is such an essential tnai in this shutfus that Rav Moshe Feinstein in his tshuva Sigros Moshe Yeredeya Chelek Dalet Siman Lamedzayin in Ois Tezvav, he says that if, let's say, Zvulun doesn't make enough money to support Yisachar fully for such a long time, and he wants to make a shutfus for half a year, Rav Moshe says that it depends. if Issachar is able to learn with complete Menuchas HaNefesh during this period of time, then the Shutfus is good. The Shutfus is Kayam and Zvulun is Zoicha in half the Schar Limud. But if the period is too short and Issachar is not able to learn with the full Menuchas HaNefesh because he's all worried what's going to happen afterwards, then he's not a good Shutfus Issachar Zvulun. Just to point out, this Netziv that we quoted that says that Shimon and Yoichanan were willing to give up half their Schar Limud to be Zoiche to learn Torah b'Menuchas HaNefesh, it's clear that the Shutfus of Issachar and Zvulun is a half and half deal, which means that Issachar does not get the full Schar Limud of Torah, but he has to divide it with Zvulun. This is also the opinion of Rav Chaim Volozhiner in his Sefer Keser Rosh Oysamach Dalet. But this is a machlokes. The Rav Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Gimel, says that Issachar and Zvulun do not divide the schar in half, but each one gets a full schar. And also the Afla in Ksubos, as I say, holds the same way. And he compares it to a candle, that you could use it to light a lot of candles, and that doesn't take away from the light of the original candle. There's one more question that we have to address, and that is that we mentioned before from the Netziv, that Schar Limud HaTorah is that a person is Zoyche VeYoyche B'Yeshiva Shel Maila. And that's why Schar Limud is impossible to give to someone else, because if the person is not roi lekach, he didn't learn Torah, sitting in Yeshiva Shel Maila, it's not going to be a kavod for him, but a bizayon. So the question is, even if Zvulun gets a chelek in Issachar's Limud because he enabled him to learn, but at the end of the day, the one that learned is Issachar, not Zvulun. So how can Zvulun take a chelek in his Limud? If he's going to sit in Yeshiva Shel Maila, he's going to have a bizayon, because he didn't learn the Torah. The one that learned was Issachar. So how could it be that Zvulun gets a chelek in Issachar's Limud? The Chafetz Chaim in the Shmiras HaLoshen Shara Torah Perek Vav, he brings from Tzvayim HaKdoshim. He says like this: Sheha Adam Amach Zik Lomdei Torah Afal Pi Shehaya Am Haaretz Ba'olam Hazeh. If a person that's machzik Torah, even if he was a complete Am Haaretz in this world, Zoiche Shele Osid Yeida Gam Hu Es HaTorah, he's going to be Zoiche, that in Olam Haba, he's going to know the Torah. Ube'emes Davar Poshet Hu. Chafetz Chaim says that this is very, very poshet. Kevan Sheyesh Lo Chelek Be'etzem Zchar Torah Asoy, since he gets a Chelek in the Schar Torah Asoy, like we said before, that is Zvulun, is Zoiche in half, or the whole Schar Limud of Issachar, ve'yadua that ha'anugim ha'gdoilim shebegan Eden misavim me'etzem ruchnius ha'Torah. And it's yadua, says the Chafetz Chaim, that the Tainug, the ultimate Tainug of Olam Haba, comes from the ruchnius ha'Torah. So me'mela, tzarech leides ha'Torah, it has to be that he's going to know Torah. That means, that's the answer to the question. Now we brought from the Netziv that Schar Limud is impossible to give over, because Schar Limud means to be Yoishev in Yeshiva Shel Maila. So it's very good. Zvulun is going to be Zoiche to be in Yeshiva Shel Maila, because Zvulun is going to know all the Torah that Issachar learned. Mikoyach his support, Zvulun is going to know it. So Zvulun is going to be Zoiche to be in Yeshiva Shel Maila. He's going to be a Tamid Chacham. Chafetz Chaim says in Shem Oilam, Perek Tezvav, Shar Achzak HaSatoira Perek Tezvav, even more. He says like this: Lefize Kama Tzorich HaMachzik Yedelom De Toira Le'ashvos Midoisav. A person who's Machzik Toira, he has to know that he has to work on his Midas. She'iu Al Tzada Yoiser Toiv Kemo Sheroi Etzla Noshim Yere Hashem Lom De Toira. A person as Machzik Toira has to know that his Midas they have to be as good as the Midas of a Yere Shamaim, as the Midas of a Tamil Chacham. Velo Lios Lo Midas Pusos Kemo Shemotsu Etzla Noshim HaMe'aretz. He can't have the Midas of simple people. Because if not, he's going to be in Olam Haba an Ashir and an Ani. Ashir, Avur Yediyas HaTorah Sheyi Eloi. He's going to be an usher. The person who's machzik Torah zvulun in olam haba, he's going to be an usher. He's going to know a lot of Torah. He's going to be a big time chacham. Ve'ani, but he's going to be an ani. Avur midos avapchusas she'ena lefiach Torasai. He's going to be an ani because he has midos of a simple person. He's going to be a tamid chacham from his yediyas haTorah, and he's going to be a simple person from his midos. Therefore, he says to Chafetz Chaim, a person who's machzik Torah is zvulun has to know that he has to have the proper midas of a Talmid Chacham. I want to finish off with a maise, so brought down in a sefer from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. And there was a Nadvan who used to support the yeshiva, and he made up with Rav Chaim Volozhiner that after his petira, he should learn Mishnayos for him, Leilu Nishmasoi. So after the Nadvan was Niftar, Rav Chaim Volozhiner kept his word, and he started learning Mishnayos Taharos. As he was learning the Mishnayos, he got involved in a sugya that was very difficult, and he couldn't figure out the pshat. It says that Rav Chaim Volozhiner fell asleep, and he had a dream. The Nadvan came to him in his dream, and he answered his kasha. He explained him the whole sugya on the spot. He answered every kasha that Rav Chaim Volozhiner had. When Rav Chaim Volozhiner woke up from his dream, he said that the Nadvanim, the Machzike Toira, are going to be Lamdanim, that much I knew, but that they're going to learn so fast that I didn't know.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.